First, however, let us just complete our survey of the ancient Indian and ancient Buddhist universe. Above Mount Meru are the heavens, the various heavens of the gods. According to some accounts, these heavens begin 80,000 miles above the summit of Mount Meru. So you must just imagine them there, as it were, 80,000 miles above the summit of Mount Meru. First of all, the heaven which is called the heaven of the 33, that is to say, the 33 gods, the 33 Vedic deities. And their leader is Indra, the king of the gods of the 33. And he, we are told, occupies a wonderful palace in the midst of this heaven. Next come the Suyama gods, as they are called, and next after them, the heaven of the contented gods. And then there's the heaven of the gods that take delight in their own creations. And then again there's a heaven of gods who take delight in the creations of others. Altogether, there are six heavens. And all these heavens belong to the plane of desire, the plane of sensuous desire. You may remember that according to Buddhist teaching, the whole of conditioned existence is divided, as it were horizontally, into three great planes or levels. First of all, the plane of sensuous desire, then the plane of pure form, if you like, archetypal form, and then thirdly, the formless plane. And all the realms, all the heavens that have so far been mentioned, including the human realm, fall within the plane of sensuous desire. And all six heavens of desire are inhabited by both male and female gods, or if you like, by gods and goddesses. And therefore, according to Indian, according to Buddhist tradition, in each of these heavens, there's the possibility of sexual gratification. But the higher one ascends, the more refined in form that gratification becomes. Just as the heavens themselves, the higher one goes, become progressively more refined. In Indra's heaven, we are told, as in the realm of the four great kings and among human beings, sexual gratification is achieved through copulation. Among the Suyama gods, simply by holding hands. Among the contented gods, by means of a smile. Among the gods who delight in their own creations, by prolonged gazing. And among the gods who delight in the creations of others, by a mere glance. There, that is quite sufficient. Now above the heavens of sensuous desire, with their male and female gods, or their gods and goddesses, are the heavens of the world of pure form. These are inhabited by, according to some accounts, 16, according to other accounts, 18 classes of Brahma gods of the world of pure form. First of all, gods in the company of Brahma, then gods in the retinue of Brahma, then great Brahma gods. And these heavens, these three heavens of the former plane, collectively correspond to the first dhyana, the first state or stage of superconsciousness, especially as experienced in meditation. Then we have the gods of lesser light, then the gods of limitless light, and then the gods of light and sound, or sonant light, light which is also sound, or sound which is also light. And these three heavens collectively correspond to the second dhyana, and then gods of lesser purity, then gods of limitless purity, and then gods of radiant purity. And these heavens collectively correspond to the third dhyana, the third superconscious state. Now there are still seven more classes of Brahma gods left, so you can imagine how many heavens and how many classes of gods there are. according to other classifications, though not seven but nine. I'm not going to enumerate all the names of these different kinds of Brahma gods, yeah? But their heavens collectively correspond to the fourth dhyana. The last five heavens, however, are collectively known as pure abodes. And it's into these pure abodes that are born all those who, on earth, had broken all five lower fetters and attained the path of no return. That is to say, the path of no further rebirth in the world of human beings, or indeed in any of the realms inferior to the pure abodes. Now, all the heavens of the Brahma gods, all the heavens of the plane of pure form, are inhabited only by masculine divinities, or if you like, by angels. And they appear there, we are told, as it were, spontaneously, without the necessity of copulation or the process of gestation, without the necessity of parents. Now, above the heavens of pure form, with their angels, are four heavens of the formless plane, inhabited by gods without form. And these collectively correspond to the dhyanas 6 to 8. That is to say, the four formless dhyanas, or four formless superconscious states.